From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. You're great. Thank you for being here. Everybody, make yourself a Cosmo, because actress Kim Cattrall from Sex and the City will be joining us later to play Not My Bride. Very exciting. But first, exciting news. The honors just keep pouring in here at Wait, Wait. Our website has been nominated for a Webby Award. This is true, which is the Academy Award of the Internet, making us, I guess, potentially the Mira Sorvino of the Internet, but be that as it may, it's a big honor. With a three-day gala celebration in New York City later this year with special celebrity hosts, I kid you not, Ask a Ninja, and that unknown actress who pretended to be somebody called Lonely Girl 15. Needless to say, we want to go. However, it would be beneath our dignity and possibly a violation of NPR ethics to ask you to go to the website, webbyawards.com, and vote for us as a nominee in the humor category.
Wink, wink.
In the meantime, call us up and answer some questions about the week's news. The number, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jen Shepherd in Norwich, Vermont.
Hey, how are things in Norwich?
Muddy.
Yeah, it's that season.
Yeah, it's mud season indeed.
And it lasts until it just freezes over and you can walk on it, I know. Jen, let me introduce you to our panel today. First, say hello to one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hi, Roxanne. Hi.
Next, say hello to a humorist, author, and the man to blame for everything you might find at Baudette.com, Mr. Tom Baudette.
Hello, Jen.
Hi, Tom.
And lastly, say hello to a comedian who will be in New York at the Blender Theater at Gramercy on Saturday, May 17th, Paula Poundstone.
Hi, Paula.
Jen, welcome to our show. You're going to start us off with Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle will read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. You ready to go?
Yes.
All right. Here is your first quote.
We got monks tomorrow, Desmond Tutu and Richard Gere here today, and a nude torch relay in the works. I'll tell you one thing, it won't be boring.
That was an official in San Francisco telling the New York Times earlier this week about the variety of fun and games the city expected as it hosted what?
The Olympic torch touring San Francisco.
Exactly right, the Olympic torch relay. Isn't it a shame that the noble tradition of the Olympic torch relay begun by the Nazis in 1936 has become so degraded? The Chinese organizers of the International Olympic Torch Relay have called the event the, quote, journey of harmony, which is a little like calling a race riot a celebration of difference. After raucous protests in Europe, in which activists wielding fire extinguishers actually forced the torch to take a bus, people were nervous about what would happen next. Fortunately, the only American stop was in San Francisco, a city known for having a sedate, politically neutral populace. At the last minute, city officials actually scrapped the planned route and instead sent the torch to random locations around the city to avoid the hordes of protesters incensed by everything from the oppression of Tibet to the overuse of MSG. In the end, officials pronounced the public display of Olympic spirit and international unity a smashing success because they had prevented anyone from seeing it.
I love that people went. First of all, I'm not sure I would go out to see the torch, but I don't do a lot of cultural stuff. But I just love it that people went to see the torch and the torch didn't come. And what did they see? Was it 1,000 people or something standing around waiting for the torch? But they did get to see, apparently, there were also nudists. I think it was really safer for them that the torch didn't go by. A lot of potential burn victims there.
Very good, Jen. Here is your next quote.
We're there because we're there.
That was Representative Gary Ackerman, Democrat of New York, summarizing the much-awaited testimony this week on Capitol Hill as delivered by whom?
I don't know.
You don't know? No, this of course, was the important testimony about this sort of thing that's going on you might have heard of. Basically, the Iraq War.
Who is testifying?
You do.
General Petraeus.
Yes, you do. General Petraeus. All you needed to do. You may remember that 7 months ago, General Petraeus told us that things in Iraq were bad, so we had to stay. Now they're getting better, so we have to stay. Because if we leave now, we'll miss the really cool part where the Sunni and Shia militias get together for a chorus of I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing. The general says it won't happen soon, though. I quote him, "The champagne bottle has been pushed to the back of the refrigerator," unquote. By the way, that bottle, it's been sitting in there for 40 years and still says in the label, "Congrats, President Johnson, on your victory in Vietnam." It does seem that we get to leave in Iraq when it's time to leave. And they kept asking, well, when will that time be? And when it's time.
When the conditions say it's time to leave, we will leave.
And when will the conditions be that it's time to leave? And they say, well, when it's time to leave, the conditions will be such that it is time to leave. It's as if the entire nation is a child. He is our father, and we want a pony.
Yeah. Right.
And when will we get it?
Right.
When it's time to get you a pony. Right. When you're ready.
Well, it's like when your children finally wear you down, where you're reduced to just saying, well, because.
Yes.
That sums up the testimony this week.
Well, when you show me you can handle a pony, that's it.
Can you clean up after the pony?
Yeah. That's where so many hamsters get their start.
You know, that's what we should have done.
Yeah,
we should have given the president a hamster.
No,
and if he could have taken care of that correctly, we should have let him invade Iraq.
Really, we should have invaded Monaco or...
You know, oh, yeah, better. Jen, for your last quote, we had a hard time deciding which one to use, but we kind of had to go with the best.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
That was probably the most famous line said by an iconic actor who died this week. Who?
Charles Heston.
Charlton Heston, indeed. Yes. Very good.
When did Moses say that?
It's amazing. He had quite a career. For about a decade in the 50s, an epic just wasn't an epic unless it sported the square jaw of Charlton Heston, who was Ben-Hur and Moses.
Let my people go!
And then in the 1960s and 70s, he easily segued into earthier material. He was the astronaut and time traveler captured by apes in Planet of the Apes, and the future cop who makes a shocking discovery.
Soylent Green is people!
And then later in life, he became an author and a political activist, most significantly with the National Rifle Association.
From my cold, dead hands.
Now, people have been thinking about taking him up on that last one this week, but I think we should refrain out of respect and also because he might just be testing us. We don't know. Carl, how did Jen do in our quiz?
Very well, Peter. Jen was perfect. 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on her home answering machine.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Thank you, Jen.